turn to the book of John, chapter 14. To read a very familiar verse of Scripture, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, that is to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What we read here are not the words of an Old Testament prophet speaking of the one who would come, nor are they the words of an apostle looking back upon Christ and speaking of the one who had come. These are the words of Christ himself, speaking of himself. What we read here is Christ making exclusive claims concerning himself with respect to God, and as it relates to heaven, as it relates to man. I want to speak this morning on exclusive claims of Jesus. We want to make application to the unsaved. We'll look at it again this evening and make application to the saved. But this morning we want to make application to the unsaved. Again, they are the words of Jesus Christ. And it would be wise for us to receive the counsel of God the Father. Matthew 17 and verse 6, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Hear him as he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Hear him. Hear him as he says, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So we want to look at these words. Consider the setting and the nature of these words. The contextual setting of what Jesus says, the scene, of course, is Jesus and the apostles. They're in an upper room of a house. And it's the very night that Jesus Christ would be betrayed, that he would be arrested. Jesus told them in John chapter 13 that he was going away, speaking of his crucifixion. And this, of course, filled the apostles with fear, anxiety, confusion, and kind of cast a gloom over all of them. Now in John chapter 14, Jesus speaks to encourage these apostles. And what Jesus says in our text is part of those words of encouragement and assurance. In other words, what Jesus says here is good news. This is good news. When Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This is good news when Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The context of these claims goes back to verses 2 through 4. And in those verses, Christ spoke of the Father's house, which of course is heaven, and going away to prepare a place for the apostles, for his church. And he would come back again for his own. In verse 5, Thomas responded with a question. Notice verse 5. the question of Thomas. If I can get there. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Thomas, more often than not, is treated very unfairly. He's known, of course, as Doubting Thomas, and I even call that into question. But he's greatly criticized here in verse 5 as well. We know not where thou goest. He was honest enough to tell the Lord, we don't understand. But then to Thomas's credit, wherever the Lord was going, he wanted to get there. How can we know the way? And then Jesus responds, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Again, this is good news. All is not hopeless, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life, the means by which man comes to the Father. Jesus begins with the word I. I. That's the subject. That's the subject matter. That's the topic. The topic is himself, Jesus Christ. He's the essence of what is being declared. Following the I is the word am. Speaking of a state of being, I am. Then notice the extent of these claims. It's seen in the words, I am. I am. He does not say I was. He does not say I shall be, even though those are included. He says, I am. And in that word am, three points of existence come together in that one word. The past, the present, and the future. So what Jesus is saying is, I am what I have been, I am what I am, and I am what I shall be. In other words, I have been the way, I have been the truth, I have been the life, and I am still the way, still the truth, still the life, and I will continue to be the way and the truth and the life. I am. So what Jesus says in our text covers all time. Covers all time. Again, we're constantly being reminded what century it is. Doesn't matter. What Jesus says here, it covers all time. The extent of what Jesus said also is seen in those words, no man but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So it not only bridges all time, this covers all individuals, all cultures, all places, all happenings and incidents of life. So again, this is good news when we hear Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What Jesus says here is absolute. It's something that is very definite. Is something that is absolutely certain. So let there be no doubt. Jesus is right now at this present moment the way, the truth, and the life. And at this present moment, no man cometh unto the Father but by him. That's true at this very moment. What Jesus says, he says very emphatically. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What he says very boldly. He says very vividly, very plainly. I mean, you would have to do quite some hermeneutic gymnastics to make this say anything other than what it says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is exclusive. It is seen in the word the, and but by me. What do we mean by exclusive? We simply mean that what Jesus says here excludes and leaves out all other ideas, all other philosophies. You read John 14, 6 to someone and they say, well, that's your opinion. No, and my opinion has nothing to do with it. It is the very words of Jesus Christ. And he excludes and leaves out all other ideas and philosophies. When he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's not making any room for any other opinion, for any other philosophy, for any other doctrine or teaching. He shuts out all ambivalence. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Those words stand firm. Even in a society such as ours, we are a very pluralistic society, made up of a variety of races, religions, and ideas. A diversity of cultures. You have all of that, and then you have this mindset that there is no such thing as objective truth. And that all religion, and that all ideas and all assertions are somehow on an equal plane. And no one assertion is to be elevated above another. To such a society and culture, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, our culture loathes such dogmatism. And it rejects such an exclusive message. And considers such an exclusive message to be narrow, bigoted, and mainstream. But may I say this, the message of Jesus has never been mainstream. Never. Never has been. It is not mainstream. It's contrary to the opinions and the ideas of the world. So what Jesus says here in our text discredits the widespread consensus and mindset that all ideas are valid, that all ideas have worth. This is my beloved Son, hear him. Hear him as he says, I am the way. I am the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, anything contrary to that is wrong. Anything contrary to that is invalid. Has no worth. What Jesus says here is a narrow message with a very narrow meaning. It is a one-way message for a many-ways world, and the world can't stand it. Because this world wants a variety of ways. This world wants to believe that all paths somehow lead to God. So the world loathes this message. What Jesus says here is affirmative. It's certain. It's conclusive. It's an absolute reliable statement. Well, throughout history, there have been the clamoring of other voices and other ideas and other philosophies. And so it is today. Those voices still chatter. But these words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Those words stand. They're true today. If you're here and unsaved, you need to hear Jesus. You need to see Jesus standing right in front of you and saying, calling you by name and saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So let's consider these claims and the implications of the claims. Jesus says, I am the way. That is, I am myself the way. He doesn't just say, I will show you the way. I am the way. I am the way. Immediately, distance is implied. I am the way. Now in our text, the distance is between the Father's house and earth, between heaven and earth, between God and man. When Adam and Eve, or before Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they were close to God. They enjoyed communion and fellowship with God. Everything was wonderful. But they disobeyed God. And that closeness and that communion and that fellowship was severed. As a result, man and God were separated. There was a detachment. There was a disconnect, if you will, between God and man. And all mankind, since Adam, is born with the deadly disease of sin. You know, when an infant is born into this life, people say, oh, we're just thankful that he or she's healthy. And I know what they mean. But really, they're not. They have the deadliest disease known to mankind. Sin. That needs to be considered. I don't mean to put a damper on birth, but that needs to be considered. Everyone is born with this deadly disease of sin. Psalmist said in Psalm 58 and 3 that we're estranged from God. Paul describes it as being alienated from God. Being without God and without Christ. Describes it as being far off. There's no way to measure this distance between sinful man and God. But there is a distance that exists between an unrighteous, guilty, filthy, polluted sinner and a holy, righteous, and pure God. There is a distance. And it is a distance that cannot be spanned by man. But there's good news. Jesus says, I am the way. He spans the entire distance It's not that he spans some of the distance and you've got to find the rest of the way. He spans the entire distance. Every inch. I am the way. So, the very word way implies distance. A way makes movement possible in some specific direction. I can't get to that door if there's not a way to get there. A way makes it possible to get there. A holy and righteous God is inaccessible to an unrighteous and guilty sinner without a God-ordained and provided way. A holy and righteous God cannot be reached by an unrighteous and vile sinner unless there is a God-provided way. A sinner cannot move in the direction of God unless there is a provided way. So without a way, there is no hope. None. But Jesus says, I am the way. That changes everything. Jesus is the one who makes the otherwise inaccessible, he makes it accessible. So hear him say, I am the way. Therefore it is possible. Lost sinner, it is possible at this very moment for you, a guilty and vile sinner, to come to God. Why? Because he is the way. It is now possible for a sinner to come to God. Now, a way, of course, speaks of two points. From and to. From where you are to where you can be. Jesus Christ is right now at this moment the way. He is the way from spiritual death to spiritual life. He is the way from guilt to pardon. He is the way from alienation to nearness to God. He is the way from condemnation before God to justification before God. He is the way from unacceptance to being acceptable in the sight of God. He's the way from darkness to light. He's the way from enmity to God toward reconciliation and fellowship with God. He's the way from the bankruptcy of sin to the riches of God. I am the way. Not one of many ways. He is the only way. People say that offends me. It can't be that narrow. Thank God that there's a way. Don't complain that there's only one way. Thank God that there is a way. That's the grace and the mercy of the Lord. I am the way. To the exclusion of all other so-called ways. Our society has been embedded with the idea that there are many paths to God, that one path is just as valid as another. One says that religion is the way. Another says genealogy is the way. Another says the church is the way. Another says baptism is the way, or catechism is the way, or good deeds are the way, or good intentions are the way, or the will or the prayers of man are the way. And another may say the way is whatever you make it, just as long as you're sincere. And another may say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Jesus is irrelevant. Because everyone goes to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way. I guess it comes down to who you're going to believe. Jesus, or the church, or religion, or the opinion of a man. Jesus said, I am the way, to the exclusion of all others. I am the way. That means that it's not up to me, it's not up to you, it's not up to anyone to construct a way to God. So for all these people who say, well, I'm doing the best I can, it's not up to you to do the best you can. It's not up to you to construct a way. The way has already been constructed. I am the way. Amen. Believe that. The truth is, when man says, well, I'm doing the best I can, what he's saying is, I'm trying to make a way. Let me tell you something. You cannot make a way to God. And outside of Jesus Christ, there is no way to God. It's not Jesus plus something. I am the way. Meaning, if He is the way and the only way to heaven, that means that all other so-called ways lead to hell. Lead to eternal damnation. Lead to the torments and the anguish and the excruciating suffering of eternal damnation. Jesus Christ is the only way to the glorious light of heaven. And all other ways lead to the darkness of hell. Jesus Christ is the only way to the sinless purity of heaven. All other ways lead to the corruption of hell. He's the only way to the comfort of heaven. All other ways lead to the suffering, torments of hell. Jesus Christ is the way to the unimaginable joy of heaven. All other so-called ways lead to the unimaginable sorrows of hell. The world loathes that message. The world cannot bear to hear Jesus say, I am the way. Because what that means is, if He is the only way, and He is, then outside of Jesus Christ, man is lost and hell-bound. That's what that means. I had a person say to me, are you telling me that I'm on my way to hell? Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. At least they understood that part of it. That's exactly what we're saying. When Jesus Christ is the way. The truth is, outside of Jesus Christ, all ideas, all efforts, doesn't matter how good of an idea man thinks it is, doesn't matter how strenuous the effort, they end in hell, in eternal separation from God. I am the way. That's true at all times. That's true at all places, for all people, in all cultures. Jesus also declares, I am the truth. This is something more than Jesus speaking the truth, though He speaks nothing but the truth. He is truth. He is the very embodiment of truth. He is truth personified. Jesus Christ is not merely a teacher who came to reveal truth about God. He is himself the truth about God. You know, you hear people say all the time, well, I believe Jesus was a good man and that he was a teacher. Well, then why don't you listen to his teachings? If he was a good teacher. All that is just a declaration that I don't believe he's God. And basically what it is, I have no respect for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the revelation, the unveiling of God. He is the source and he is the means of truth. And again, when he says, I am the truth, this is to the exclusion of all other claims. Anything contrary to Jesus is false. Well, that's pretty narrow. Yes, it is. We make no apologies for that. I am the truth. No room for anything else. I am the truth. Adam and Eve believed the devil's lies, and ever since, man has been groping amid error and ignorance. But there's hope because Jesus says, I am the truth. He is the perfect, unmitigated, unquestionable, ultimate truth. Therefore, those who are without Christ are lost in error. And they are under the power of the father of lies. But there is hope. Because right now, at this very moment, Jesus is truth. He's truth. He also says that he's the life. I am the life. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they died spiritually. And the whole human race was plunged into spiritual death. Dead in trespasses and sins, we read in Ephesians 2, verses 1 and 5. All the unsaved are spiritually dead. Death is a separation. They're separated from God. Death is a helplessness. They cannot make their way back to God. People will say, I'm trying to find God. There's only one way to find Him. And that's Jesus Christ. I'm trying to find God, so I'm going to try this religion and this religion and this religion. I'm going to try this and that. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There is no spiritual life outside of Jesus Christ. Read John 3:36, John 11:25, 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12. He that hath the Son hath life. Why? Because Jesus Christ is life. This is true at all times, at all places, for all people and in all cultures. So Jesus says, I am the truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, as an unsaved sinner, you need a way to God. You need a way to God. You are lost and you are estranged from Him. You need a way to God. Man needs truth concerning self and concerning God. Because man is in the darkness of ignorance. He needs truth. Man needs life because he's dead. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in himself. Man needs a way, he needs truth, he needs life. And Jesus is all of those things. So what's that say? You need Jesus. You need Jesus. That's what every lost sinner needs. They need Jesus. Nothing short of that is going to do. You need Jesus. He's the way. And as such, He recovers man from their godless wanderings. He's the truth. As such, He recovers man from his godless error. He's the life. As such, He recovers man from death. Jesus is what man needs. This is true again at all times. Doesn't change. It's true in all places, wherever you go. It's true for all people. Whatever color their skin is, it's still true. They need Jesus. It's true in all cultures. It's true concerning yourself. It's true concerning your spouse. It's true concerning your children, your grandchildren, your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, your acquaintances. They need Jesus because He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. Jesus closes with this: no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's three claims: I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And then you can make this a fourth claim: no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Or you can view it as, and it really doesn't matter, you can view it as the conclusion of: I am the way, the truth, and the life. The conclusion of that is: no man cometh to the Father but by me. It's universal. It's universal. Notice those two words. No man. No man. Not one single male. Not one single female. No one of any age. No one of any age. No one of any place, of any background, of any race, culture, religion, or status comes to God outside of Jesus Christ. And all, every religion in the world, and I'm including Baptists, have made a way somehow outside of Jesus Christ. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That includes infants. What is it that we do not understand about no man? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. None. The world, and even the religious world, loathes. It's offensive to their ears to consider no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is absolute. Do you see any exceptions there? Don't make an exception where Jesus doesn't. There are no exceptions there. Every man, woman, boy, and girl needs to come to Jesus Christ or to God, the Father. But no man does outside of Christ. No one can get to heaven without a way, without truth, and without life. And Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Those words touch every single one of us here. It concerns every single one that is here. Every aspect of that statement. It's why we read in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. That's exclusive. Any other. It's nowhere else. For there is no other name that's exclusive. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And you must be saved. It's urgent that you do not leave this life without Christ. Because He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. So we close. Do you know? Have you experienced Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life? He is the only way. All other ways lead to ruin. He is the truth. Any contrary teaching is deadly. He is the life. If you're here and lost today, your only hope is Jesus Christ. Again, through the years, people have been mad enough to kill over the narrowness of the message of Jesus Christ. But sinner friend, you can't afford to get angry at the message. That's deadly. You can't afford to be angry at the message of Jesus Christ. What you need to do is thank God that there is a way. That there is a way. It's only one way, but thank God there is a way. Never ever may we be guilty, no matter who it might offend, no matter how much it goes against the reasoning of man. There's only one way. Only one. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We invite all to come. We invite every lost sinner here to come to Jesus Christ. Not as if it's up to you. But we invite all to come, and we know when we do that, there's only one way. And that's Jesus Christ. Someone will say, well, I believe I'm saved, but perhaps a little differently than what you believe. There's only one way. There's only one way. We don't apologize if that offends anyone. It hurts us that you're offended. It concerns us that you're offended, because that's your only hope. That's your only hope. So yes, it concerns us deeply when someone is offended by a one-way message. But we make no apologies, because it is Jesus that said. And again, if you're here and lost, oh, that He would stand right before you today, call you by name and say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And you cannot come to the Father but by me. May I say this in closing? Everyone will come to the Father. Not in a saving way. Not in an accepting way, in a forgiving way. One day, man will stand before God. You will come to the Father. You will come in this life through Jesus Christ. You leave this life without Jesus Christ, you will come to the Father in all your sins and stand accountable. You will not escape. The only escape is here and now. And that's by Him. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song. Let's all stand.